evening, folks, and welcome to episode 126 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, February 9th, 2012, from my slightly overripe, award-winning communications basement. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. How y'all doing? Maybe I should talk right into the microphone. It'll work a little better.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Oh, how's your thing? How's everybody's thing? This is my Thursday thing. We'll talk about that in a moment. But right now, oh, come on, baby.
There's just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
Welcome to my Thursday thing. This is Mike Finnegan with the rest of the Jerry Hahn Brotherhood, with special thanks to Kevin Hoover for suggesting this on Facebook today. Not to me, but just in general. Welcome.
It is Thursday in my life. Friday is payday. Maybe just a year away. Maybe not, there is no way to tell. There's a chance that I could never sell, but only give away the things I have to say. I've been patient in my life, waiting for yesterday to tell me all the words to say. Is it just two mirrors that I see? Repetition to infinity, reflected neon lights. How many Thursday nights? When will tomorrow come and bring a better rhyme? Am I merely marking time? I can feel the chime is mocking me. Yeah. It's just drawing pictures that I cannot see. Your faces in my mind. I think I'm colorblind.
That's a little Jerry Hahn Brotherhood and Thursday thing on a Thursday night. It was quite a day today. You see this camera I'm pointing at right there, the one that you're looking at me on? I had it in that window right there all day today so that remotely I could watch outside of the award-winning communications walkout basement the installation of the new septic system here at the Hinky Dinky Time Radio Media Center. And that went all well and good. I missed the moment that they lowered the new septic tank into the hole because I was talking to a coworker. And then I completely missed during my employee review, which frankly went very well. I'll talk about that in a little bit too. I missed the fact that the person doing the installation did something he told me he would not do, which is dug another hole and buried the old tank next to the new tank. In the so doing, totally ripped out and destroyed a large raised flower bed and pushed extra dirt that he had from the new hole that now had a new tank in it down a hill that we use for leaf disposal, so it's no longer any good for that. And plus, as I walked in the house smelled like a septic tank. So I had a rather unpleasant phone conversation with the gentleman who did the installation. I don't want to mention his name, Tim. And I briefly flirted with being in too much of a rage to do tonight's show, but I decided that I owed it to my public. I don't know what I'm talking about, to go ahead and do it. So it's making me feel better. I hope the music makes you feel better. Right now, this is Mike Finnegan, the man we just heard his late departed friend Etta James and one of her better known songs. Going out to Mary Jo Payne. We're celebrating last week's Super Bowl victory, if we're certain people. This is dedicated to Tom Brady. Look out, Tom.
Era's coming. Era's coming. Say
you better hide your heart.
Whoa. Okay, then.
Sometimes I feel like I'm fading away. You're looking at me, I got nothing to say. Don't make me angry with the games that you play. Either light up or leave me alone. Walk in my room, you're on my bed. Open your mouth and shoot someone dead. Inside my head, be the light up, won't leave me alone.
Jim Compaldi singing with Traffic there, Light Up or Leave Me Alone, a band that also featured Mr. Dave Mason and Stevie Winwood among its members. What, on some days, I swear, I think that's the best band. At some days, that's at least my favorite band. Right now, from 1984, this is Aztec Camera.
I get up, but nothing gets me down. Well, you've got it tough. I seem the toughest soul around, and I know, baby, just how you feel. You've got to roll with the punches just to get to what's real. I can't just see me standing here, got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. I don't you know what I mean? You might as well jump. Well, you might as well jump. Go ahead. How old are you? Who said that? Baby, how have you been? You say you don't know. You don't know until you begin. But can't you see me standing? Got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. I don't even know what I mean. You might as well jump.
Yeah, it's like it's actually a good song. In 1984, I saw those guys open for Elvis Costello and the Attractions at Starlight Theater in Kansas City, one of my favorite venues. It was a really good show. Although over on stage left, I saw by the backstage entrance, no kidding, I saw groupies stretching and limbering up before they went backstage. That's the God's honest truth. That's what I saw. It was amazing. I never seen such tight leopard skin spandex before in my life. Oh, gosh. Little Lester Phillips. Mojo. No.
I'm taking four strands of your hair. Talking about a woman named
48 years ago tonight, on the first of three consecutive weekly appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Beatles made their live television debut in the United States of America, and this was the very first song they played.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. Pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
You know, speaking of Elvis Costello and the Attractions, I have heard the Dave Edmunds cover of this song too many times recently. I like it, but hey, know it, hell, he wrote it. It's Elvis! Okay. Fine.
Traded dreams each day, and she said, Rocky, I've never been in love before. glasses in the day. Painting walls and sipping wine, sleeping on the floor. With so much love for just two, soon we found there'd be one more. And she said, Rocky, I've never had a baby before. Don't know if I can do it, but if you let me lean on you, take my hand, I might get through it.
I like it. That's Austin Roberts from 1975 and Rocky right now.
WCFL Chicago.
In case you were wondering what the number 40 song in the Super CFL Big Ten Music Survey was 40 years ago this week, it was this one by the Grassroots. They're glory bound.
Glory bound, Lord, I never, never could.
We're going to break with precedent here. Tate asked for it. Tate, you asked for it. Just don't blame me, because you wanted to hear what was the number 39 song on the Super CFL Music Survey 40 years ago this week. Well, it was this one. It's David Cassidy. Could it be forever? To make 2 minutes and 20 seconds feel like forever.
Is my mind just rambling on? I touched you once, I kissed you once, now I feel like you're mine. Well, I feel like you're mine, and seeing your face, I'm not wrong to have these feelings. Well, I feel like you're mine, I've never known a time before that's had so many meanings. Could it be forever? Or am I just a waste of time?
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
Well, in our last exciting episode, the mayor of Midland City had lost his best kite, the one with the spaceship and everything on it.
Aww.
Yes. Well, when the Winged Warrior was given this news, he was pretty broken up about the whole thing and didn't leave his chicken cave for almost 24 hours.
That was the one he got at his birthday party last year.
However, in time, the fearless feathered fighter pulled himself together.
Come on, let's go, boy. There's work to do. Snap out of it.
And immediately began an intensive investigation of the entire incident.
Hello.
Miss Helfinger?
Right.
This is the Winged Warrior here.
Okay.
Let's have a few facts now.
All right.
Where was the...
Kite.
Where was the mayor's...
Kite.
Kite.
You all right?
Yes, I'm all right. Where was it last seen heading?
Over the river and through the woods.
Over the river and through the woods?
That's right.
Miss Helfinger, you may inform the mayor that I, the wonderful white-winged warrior, will not rest until I have recovered his very best kite.
Swell.
I love that kite.
And several hours later...
This is the commissioner's office.
This is London calling. Please stand by.
London calling?
Karachi, I have your party. Please connect with Calcutta.
Calcutta?
This is Calcutta. Go ahead, Yokohama.
Yokohama? Now,
this
wait a minute.
This is Yokohama. Go ahead, Sydney.
This is Sydney here. Ready with your call, Santiago.
This is Santiago here. Ready with your call, Samoa.
Samoa?
This is Samoa. Ready with your call, Fiji.
Fiji?
Hi, Miss Helfinger.
Winged Warrior?
Uh-huh.
Fiji?
Uh-huh.
You're in Fiji?
Yes, a tiny little island nestled in the blue waters of the Pacific.
I don't believe it.
Well, believe it. Miss Helfinger?
Yes?
Would you tell some people here that I'm an elephant?
All right, you're an elephant.
Good, because I don't think they eat elephants.
Well, can Chicken Man pull off this masquerade of an elephant? Is the average Fijian official so easily fooled? Well, now it's in the hands of fate... and the Fiji board. listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
I think Tate's been drinking in the chat room. He's all by himself, just him and me and several lurkers. He wants me to play the David Cassidy song again. It's not going to happen, Tate. I'm sorry. I hate to disappoint you. You know, I mentioned that I had my employee review earlier today. You know, if the sentence goes on for more than about 4 seconds, I'm bound to stumble over a syllable. It just works that way. I don't know why. Anyway, after about 4 years, I think it's been 4 years since the last time anybody at my place of employment got a raise. We got a raise. We're getting milk money. That's right. We're getting 2%. From 1976, out of the Britburn collection, that's Paul Davidson and Greg Allman's Midnight Rider, right now from 1991. This is Dire Straits, and the inspiration for an upcoming emergency broadcast system theme. Sometimes you're It's hard to believe that song is old enough to drink. That's The Bug from 1991. Kind of still get carded for a little while longer. It sounds a little too fresh for me. Right now, from 1964, this is Ken Jones, his piano and orchestra. You figure it out. Chicken Pot Pie by Ken Jones, his piano and orchestra. I don't know about you. I'm feeling a whole lot better. It may all go right back into the septic tank tomorrow morning, but for right now, yeah. Some Creedence.
Rolling.
From 1969, back when John Fogerty's testicles were still somewhat dewy, that was Creedence Clearwater Revival and his, their, our, its version of Good Golly Miss Molly, made famous, of course, by Roger Whittaker. No, right now, some Charlie Pride, what the hell?
Have you ever been awakened by the crowing of a rooster, while the night's dew is still heavy on the ground, and the voice of Uncle Ben seems to break the morning silence, bringing lights to windows all around? Well, it's time to rise and shine and start another hard work day, get the cows in and start the milking chores. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore. Something about the smell of cornbread cooking on a wood stove seems to bring a picture to my mind of a little three-room house with Mama in the kitchen, but she can't stop to talk, ain't got the time. She's a-fixin' Daddy's supper, he's a-workin' overtime, trying to pay our bill at the grocery store. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore. As I think about my childhood and of my old hometown, I don't really miss them like before. It's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore.
It's Charlie Pride, Wondering, from 1970 right now. From 1974, this would be the Hollies.
so sleep, silent angel, go to sleep. Sometimes all I need is the air that I breathe and to love you. All I need is the air that I breathe, yes, to love
Don't forget, there will be a rebroadcast of the program as soon as we hear from Johnny. If you had a good time tonight, remember, I'm going to be doing this for 3 hours starting at 8 o'clock Central Time on Saturday night this week. If you go to hinkydinky.net, you can read about it, later. I'll put it up so that you know how to get there. But go to hinkydinky.net, and if you're a Facebook user, it's going to be real easy, especially if you friend me, Uncle Michael. I'm just Michael. Just look. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. Good night, everybody. Take care. Good night. Good night. Good night.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there. A sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, rearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?